I really hope this works.
I think it will. I think we're good.
Yeah, it sounds good this time.
Okay.
We're real late doing this.
We are?
Oh. Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
shut this. Oh boy. That's a lot. Oh boy. That's a lot of room noise. In my headphones.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Okay.
Welcome to the Dad Podcast.
All right.
Episode 6. Finally, we are off and running, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it took us a long time.
This is literally our third try at episode 6, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah. A lot's been happening. Last night, when we were going to record, I got real drunk. Well, I wasn't real drunk. I took 4 shots while we were setting up the recording, so it was going to be a good time. Uh-huh. And then we ended up not recording, so I kept drinking, and then I went bowling, and then I drank more, and I was very drunk by the end of the whole ordeal, so I felt way better about missing yesterday. But my point is, I'm sorry that it's taken so long for us to record this and put this up to the 6 of you who listen very faithfully. Bless you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the Dad Podcast got your tweet, so we knew.
Oh, yeah. yeah, I forgot. Well, my name is Cameron Weaver.
And this is your boy, Chad Hoy.
Represent. And we are the Dad Podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in again. Tonight I am drinking good old-fashioned water.
Wow.
The first time in podcast history. Mark it down, folks. Episode 6, Cameron Weaver, sober as a gopher.
Sober as a what?
Gopher.
Okay. I guess that works.
I just heard that one time, and so I say it.
I say sober as a judge.
I like that.
Yeah. I mean, I guess judges are sober. Are they generally, like, are they...
They should be.
How does being a judge work? Do they mean sober, like somber sober? Like, they're like, oh, I gotta put this man in the clink. Or do they mean sober, like, judges just don't drink? I mean, I don't know.
This is riveting conversation.
Yeah, bad start. Okay,
anyway, let's Chad looks Asian tonight.
You know, honestly, that's a little offensive. I don't like it.
Is that offensive?
Why do I look Asian? Because I'm fat and I have a top knot, so I look like a sumo wrestler?
No.
Uh-huh.
That is not what I said.
It's not what you said, it's what you meant.
No, that's not true. I just meant from this angle, and maybe the top knot gives you a little bit of a samurai look, but I wouldn't say sumo wrestler.
Samurai my ass.
Time and place, buddy.
I just tell you, being a fat man with a man bun is a little bit, it's a little wary.
Is it?
Not wary. Weary. It's a little wearing. It wears on you. Is what I'm trying to say.
You wear your hair in a man bun.
No, but it, like, wears you down. Like, exhausts you.
Why is that, then? Cut your hair, then.
No, I like the long hair. I just, every new person has to be funny about it. Every fucking new person is like, oh, no, you look. Look like a, you could do sumo, huh? It's like, yeah, I get it. I'm fat. You know what else I can do? I can also kick your ass right here and now.
I never said sumo.
I know you didn't. I'm sorry. This is pent up.
Clearly. Okay. This is what the podcast is for, though. Keep going. Let it out, baby boy.
I've been growing my hair out for almost 3 years.
A long time.
And it's like, it's a common occurrence that's just really... really annoying.
It's a lot of days and a lot of strangers
asking
you if you wear a diaper for your sport.
I mean, like, that's like 1,000 days.
Yeah. Mathematically speaking, you are correct.
Including leap years, too, obviously. There's been one, I think.
Yeah, every four. Yeah, not... 2016. So the next one's 2020. Wait, was this year a leap year?
No. Was it? Yeah.
I think it was.
Because the year 2000, was a leap year. So
yeah, it's every 4 years. Okay.
Yeah, like the president. I think it goes with elections.
Oh.
Generally. Not like on purpose, but that's the way it's been.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, Chad,
speaking
I need
of elections.
To...
Oh, go ahead.
Speaking of elections, how about the VP? I'm just kidding.
Let's not. You know, I've been rewatching a lot of Key and Peele because they're done. So now.
What?
Yeah, they said they're done. They've made all the shows they want to make, and they're moving on to different things.
Really?
Yeah, which is cool because I mean, like, I'm rewatching it, and it is just so good. But like, my favorite thing they do is Luther, Obama's anger translator. One of the funniest things ever. So when you rewatch it, it's like, you know, season two was happening when he was being reelected and stuff. And so each new episode, oh my gosh. Like that's my favorite part about politics is spoofing.
Yeah.
So good. He does a really good Obama. Jordan Peele does.
Okay. That's my only favorite part of politics.
Well, yeah. That's
the part same. I like, I guess. I mean, I'm up for a little Facebook debate every now and then, you know.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, I see that.
But it's just like, but I'm a radical, you know, uh-huh. I'm all about the, yeah.
Well, it helps too that, you know, Hillary and Trump are pretty much characters themselves. Like, this stuff writes itself.
They're caricatures. They're not even, like.
Yeah. This is
Trump, Trump especially is a caricature.
Yeah.
Just in that, like. The way he talks and the way he moves and just literally everything he does is kind of like, it's, I think, I always think of Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
When I watch Donald Trump, like, I think of Alec Baldwin in 30 Rock.
Yeah,
is what I think.
That's exactly where my mind went.
It's ridiculous the way everything he does is. No, I didn't say that. And it's like huge, enormous, and like it's all these one line. Like every adjective has to be a better adjective than the last one that he used.
Like it was written.
Yeah, but the problem is he only knows fucking 5 words. He knows big, bigger, biggest, and that's like the only, that's how it bases everything. It's going to be big. It's going to be huge. It's going to be enormous, Jerry. It sounds like a Seinfeld character.
Rule of three, man. You always have
exactly. Every time I say, I think of, I forget his name, but he's the guy that, you watch Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a guy, I forget his name, I can't think of it, but he's always like, that's gold, Jerry, gold! Mm-hmm. Like the comic that Jerry hates, and he gave him a suit, and they had to take him out to dinner, and soup's not dinner, and yeah, all that. That's why. Seinfeld is so good.
It's a great show.
It's the best, I think it's the best, that and Curb Your Enthusiasm are two of the best sitcoms that have ever been on television.
I never watched Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Bite your tongue.
I'm sorry, I that's Jerry Seinfeld also, right?
No.
Who is that?
That's Larry David.
Larry David, that's what I meant.
Okay, yeah.
I know the difference. I'm sorry, I'm texting.
I figured you did, I just didn't know if you meant, if you thought, yeah.
I'm leaving that in, because I'm sober as hell.
You're a dumbass. No, I'm just kidding.
I am a dumbass. But,
No. You're not.
I really am, though. But it's okay.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, I'm not going to fight you on it if you insist.
I was kind of
throwing that back to Mean Girls.
Oh.
I mean, it wasn't a direct quote, but when she's like, "No, Karen, you're not stupid." And she's like, "No, I really am."
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Monday was National Mean Girls Day.
And coincidentally, National Boyfriend Day.
Cool. I'm no one's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Ladies?
In case you couldn't tell by the title, we're both single boys.
Yeah. If us being fat wasn't enough of a... God, what's the word? Of an indicator. If us being fat wasn't enough of an indicator, we're just going to tell you right now we're both single, just for the record.
Yeah, so if you want to send us some
phone numbers,
we'll just entertain you with this kind of banter, but in text form, because that's what we are mediocre at. But yeah, Mean Girls Day, National Mean Girls Day, was Monday, October 3rd. It's October 3rd. And I went to the Franklin Theater in Franklin, Tennessee, and this feels weird because I already told this story twice, but it never got recorded. So, but
it's fair.
I went to Franklin, and a boy by the name of Chad Gilbert and some of his buddies started this thing called the Movie Gang in Franklin, where they bring old movies. Well, classics and cult classics and blah blah blah. Like they did the freaking Notebook for Valentine's Day this year. They did The Princess Bride a couple months ago, which I wish I would have known about.
That's a fun one.
Yeah, and so they deck the whole place out to go along with the theme of whatever movie they're playing, and Monday was Mean Girls, so it was decorated like the prom at the end of the movie, and there was pink everything, like cupcakes and bracelets, and had Miss Norberry's pop quiz, which was like movie trivia. Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. I made an ass out of myself to Chad Gilbert, who is the guitar player for Newfound Glory, also Haley Williams' husband. Chad, that who joke is getting old. That hurt my feelings so much when you did that.
I knew who they were.
I know.
It's not that I don't like them. I was just being funny.
Yeah, it's okay.
Newfound Glory, has he played guitar for them the whole time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They had one song back in the day, used to be on VH1 all the time, that I loved.
Catalyst?
Huh?
Catalyst? Oh, wait, no, that was the name of the record. What was that song called?
I don't think so. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think it's...
Is it the one where it's like Pikachu erupting out your butt?
Huh?
There's a lyric in one of the songs where it sounds like he's saying Pikachu erupting out your butt. But that's not what he says, obviously. It's in that song.
I don't think that's the one. I remember the video of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to Google it. I'm just going to Google Newfound Glory and see what comes up, because, let's be honest, I don't think they have a lot of hits. All Downhill From Here.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
Where it sounds like you're saying Pikachu up your butt.
Yeah, in the pre-chorus, it's like, Pikachu erupting out your butt. It's so funny. You got to listen to it, and then...
Yeah, I don't remember that.
It's in the pre-chorus. It's in the pre-chorus. You've got to, listen for it. It sounds just
like it. It sounds like that, right?
Yeah, they're not literally saying, Pikachu erupting out your butt.
I was like, well, that'd be like a Weird Al song more than anything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hold on. Hold for dogs barking. I think someone's coming in.
Uh-oh. Oh, to the house or your room?
Yeah, well, the house and then probably into my room, because Austin will be like, hey, what are you doing, douche? And I'll be like, I'm recording a podcast, get out of my room!
Oh, it's funny because I can just see that scenario taking place.
Yeah. Okay, I think we're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
But yeah, Mean Girls Day. It was a blast. It was so much fun. We watched it on a big screen theater for the first time, you know, because I was like 10 when it came out.
Yeah, who the hell saw it in theaters, honestly? I don't know anybody.
Not me. But like, it was a really surreal experience being... They sold out, first of all, which is awesome on a Monday night. Completely sold the place out. And it's kind of a smaller theater, but still. It was so surreal being in a movie theater with a bunch of other people who love this movie.
Yeah.
A lot, and knew all the words, because like, you would know when a line was coming up, which the whole movie is quotable in my opinion. So like, you would hear people whispering it, and then it would hit on the movie, and then everyone would just die laughing. It was so much fun. Man, it was a lot of fun. Like, I really want to go to the, whatever one they do next. Movie Gang in Franklin's a really rad thing.
And being drunk probably made it better.
I wasn't drunk that night.
Oh, wait.
That was Monday.
That was Monday, okay. Yeah. I was thinking it was yesterday.
Yeah, I was drunk yesterday. Today's Wednesday. Oh, yeah, right? That's weird. Yeah, normally I bowl on Wednesdays, but I bowled on a Tuesday this week.
Weird. Funny how that works.
Yeah. Yeah. I hate being sober for this. I feel so boring. I feel so uninteresting.
Really?
Wow, maybe I'm an alcoholic.
I think it's... I mean, really, though, it's about the same, in my opinion. Not to make it sound like... You're always boring and uninteresting. Yeah. But
no, I mean, that's kind of a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't... When you were drunk AF the one night, I mean, I had no idea, really.
That's cool. I pride myself on that. Because before I started drinking, I had to have a personality.
True. Other than the fact that you wouldn't, like, shut the hell up, it was, like, pretty...
Basically, drunk me is me louder... And a little less aware of everything else. Everything else.
No, yeah, I see that.
So,
man.
I am sorry.
No, it's fine. I really don't. I don't take it to heart. I'm trying to think about... I'm wondering if there's any liquor in my house.
Dude, I need some. Well, Chatty, what'd you do this week? What have you been up to? That's a good answer.
Yeah. So today was the first day I went to the gym this week, which is not normal. I've been going a lot more. But, man, I live such a boring life other than, like, the weekends, because I just go to work and work out and eat dinner, and that's, like... But this weekend, or last weekend, I guess, I went to IU Bloomington. Okay. And it was a blast. I don't know. I hung out with some friends, some old high school pals, some old high school buddies from Marion. I mean, I guess we're high school buddies. But.
Rad.
But, yeah. So I went to Bloomington, and it was Aaron Messer.
Yeah.
Shout out to Aaron. It was his roommate. Go on. I see a cup in your hand.
I was just going to say. Aaron Messer. The moment passed.
Whoops. Okay, so I I went down to IU, and let me tell you, it feels a little weird being out of college and going to a college party.
Ooh.
Like, I'm still the same age as mostly everyone there, I guess. But it was just like a little weird in that just their world is so different.
Yeah.
And I mean, I wish my world were that way again. Right. It was fantastic. It was so nice. It was easy. You don't pay for anything. Your parents basically pay for you to live the whole year somewhere, or the government.
Right.
Is even better.
Yes.
But yeah, I don't know. It was really fun though. They had a table set up, and they had like it was like $5 for a cup, and then it's like you can fill the cup up all night, and they made what they called diesel fuel, which if you've heard of jungle juice, is basically jungle juice, but with vodka and not Everclear.
Wow.
So it's cheaper, basically, yeah. Is what it is.
Oh,
but
my gosh.
It was pretty good. It was super sweet. But I had a lot of it. And for me, it was free because Aaron saw me and was like, here's a cup. Just don't even bother. And I was like, thank you. So kind.
Shout out to Aaron Messer.
Two times.
Aaron Messer.
it was just a really cool time. I met a lady.
Hey.
We danced, baby.
Hey, what kind of dance? Are we talking Ted dancing or butt dancing?
We're talking about the best kind of dancing, which surprisingly is not Ted dancing.
Anyway, that's exciting stuff. I haven't butt danced on a girl since 8th grade.
Really?
I didn't get up the nerve to butt dance on anybody until... I don't think I've ever butt danced on anybody.
What? Well, not on anybody. When you're the guy, you...
Oh, wait. I did butt dance on someone, and that's why I got kicked off stage at that bar in Nashville.
Nice.
Yes, I need to tell that story. Well, I kind of just did.
There's some more callback, a little bit.
Yeah, because I never told that story, though, but basically that's what
happened. True, that was in Waparito. We cut it short.
Oh, yeah, Waparito. That was a great episode.
Waparito TM, because we don't know how to do the trademark symbol.
Well, it worked on my phone, but not on my Mac, so I didn't know how to do it on my Mac.
Oh, I was just laughing. I thought you did it on purpose.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I did, because that's way funnier.
Yeah, cool. Do you want to tell that story?
Yeah. This is a 5-week-old gripe. And I don't even think it was 5 weeks ago, actually, so I'm not even going to bother with that music. But it was pretty recently.
Yeah.
It was a Saturday night. We went out with a couple of friends of ours. Celeste, if you're listening, I don't know why you're listening, but thanks. You're pretty rad. Celeste, one of my friends, and then my sister-in-law, Miranda, and her sister, Kayla. We're all at the club. You know, my jam Closer by the Chainsmokers and Halsey comes on. So I'm like, oh shit, this is my jam. Which there's a video on my Instagram of my club dance. Did you see that, Chad?
No.
I kind of just jog in place and move my arms like this. And just stare at the floor.
Like what?
Like this.
No, I mean...
Yeah,
for those of you listening at home.
No, just like this. Look, Chad. Look at me. See that?
I'm
like that.
Okay, I'm looking.
For those listening, follow me on Instagram at LavinousCam, and you'll see the video. But anyway, so I do that club dance. But anyway, so there's a DJ always, and he's up on this little raised platform, touching a couple buttons and bringing all these songs in, making all the white girls lose their shit. Which I love.
Yeah.
So, Closer by the Chainsmokers and Halsey comes on. Miranda, Kayla, and Celeste go up on stage and are dancing with all these other girls. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that looks like so much fun. I'm going to go dance with those three girls that I know. You know? Not being creepy. So, what I do is I jump up on stage and I, you know, butt dance. But I put my butt into Kayla. You know,
smart.
Reverse roles, you know? And immediately, one of the guys up on stage who worked the place looked at me, kind of waved his hand, didn't say a word, just goes, yeah. Like,
yeah.
Nods his head, roll. Waves his hand get down. And I look at him like, what? And again, I was completely sober at this event, too. So,
surprise.
Like, it's not like I was doing... It was immediately, I just jump up there, I put my butt down, and I put my arms up, and then he taps me on the shoulder, just goes, uh-uh, no. And so I get down, and I look at him. I'm like, this sexist mother hugger. I am a cis, hetero, white male. I do not deserve to be oppressed like this.
I deserve to be seen.
Yes.
Because I'm not everywhere in yes. media.
I just wanted to shake my groove thing. I just wanted
to bust a move.
And that sexist butthole
pushed me off stage with his face.
What?
Not like physically. Metaphorically. He gave me a
look. Oh, he told you. Okay, now I see. I was like, wow, did he billy-goated you.
That would have been... I wouldn't have even been mad at that point.
fun little anecdote. Once in kindergarten, I went to Sweetser Elementary, by the way. I don't know if you...
Shout out. I went there. Oh, not for kindergarten. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I was like, what?
I missed that part of the story.
I was best friends with Zach Diskey, who is now in jail.
Wait, isn't Zach Diskey dead? Hold on, we gotta fact check real quick.
No.
I know no. someone like him died. He might be in jail. But I know someone like Zach Diskey, I think, who just died. So let me double check on the old
thing. Oh, God, I hope not.
Oh my gosh, this might be the worst episode ever.
I'll feel bad that I just sullied his name.
Oh, no. That's why I stopped you before you said anything else.
Oh, no. Oh. This is... Oh, if he died, we can't go on. We have to stop. I'm going to have a meltdown.
Okay, I think he's just in jail. And on his birthday, okay. People said, happy birthday, can't wait for you to come home. So
okay. Woo! Not, can't wait to see you again.
Right.
Can't wait for you to
see you one day when I also am dead.
Thank Christ. Okay, so, anyway.
Yeah, you're best friends with Zach
Diskey. I was best friends with a guy who's now in jail, which is so weird to think about. Like, I don't know, it's like the butterfly effect or something to look back and be like, damn, that person, how'd that person turn out like that? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I remember there were girls in, like, they were of the sleepy aroundy variety in middle school.
Okay, I thought you were still talking about kindergarten.
Okay, I'll go back, but I just another rabbit trail.
Yeah.
No, they were
They did hand stuff on the slides.
Yeah, those kind like those. There are a few girls like that that you're like, dang, she's so hot in middle school, and then fast forward 10 years, and they're in rehab for doing dope, and it's like, man, that's just wild. Like, it's just weird to see how life pans out.
Yeah, I literally one of my first crushes in junior high. I thought about her the other day. I was like, oh, I wonder what she's up to. So I did a very quick Facebook stalk, and I'm like, oh.
No bueno.
No, it's not good, man.
Yeah.
Man, it's scary. Wow. Okay, yeah. Anyway, continue.
Back to Zach Diskey. Yeah, this is just going to be a quick little anecdote. Speaking of billy-goating people, we did a play in kindergarten, and I was the troll in Three Little Billy Goats Gruff.
Rad.
Yeah. And me, and because, like, so you know how the goats rammed, they fought with the troll, and then the little and the medium fell, and then the biggest won, right?
I'm actually unfamiliar with the story, but...
You are unfamiliar with the Three Billy Goats Gruff.
Yeah.
The grass is always greener on the other side?
That's where that comes from?
You're...
I'm being dead serious. No, I swear to you, I'm being dead serious.
How do you? That's like an old, like that's like Mother Goose throwback, motherfucking like everybody.
Never heard it. I've heard of it, never heard it.
So Three Billy Goats Gruff is about three little billy goats, and okay, not three little billy goats. It's basically kind of like a Goldilocks thing. Like there's a there's big, there's a medium, there's a small, right?
Gruffs. I mean, goats. Yeah. Which one?
I don't know why it's. I don't know why it's gruff. I don't know why that's.
What does gruff mean?
I don't know. That's like their last name. I don't know.
Okay.
But they're the three billy goats gruff. And there's a bridge that a troll lives under.
Okay.
And they live on one side of the bridge, and they've been eating the grass, and they look over to the other side of the bridge, and they're like, oh, that grass looks so fucking delicious. And they're like, let's go over there. I don't care if there's a troll. I could care less if there's a troll under that bridge. I want that grass, baby, that good, good grass.
I want that dank-ass grass.
That dank, freaking 420 mother freaking cush-ass grass.
I want that tight green.
I want to roll it up and eat it in a rolled-up tube like a go-gurt out of grass.
I want to mow it, and I want to collect the shavings, and I want to distribute them amongst my friends.
So they see this grass, and they're like, I want it. I want the grass. I don't care about the consequences with the troll. I want the grass. So,
or the police.
Or the police. Gruff the police.
Oh, there it is.
Okay, yes. But
For Gruff. All right.
This troll lives under this bridge, and they're like, we don't care, we're going to go. The little one first goes, and he's like, I think there was like a little like nursery rhyme kind of thing where he like says, like, it's like a fee-fi-fo-fum kind of moment, and like all of them say it. But the first one says this thing, like this line, and then he charges at the troll, and the troll wins, obviously. He's small, he's a baby, you know.
Aw, poor little baby Gruff.
Yeah, he's under the bridge. Now he has to climb the hill and to get to the other side. Like, that's a big freaking deal. Like, that's so much harder. Anyway, the second one says this line, like, fee-fi-fo, whatever. I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. I'm coming for you. He headbutts the troll. No bueno. He falls too. Oh, no. He's under the bridge. Oh, no. What's he going to do? Just climb up to the other side. It's super easy. That's just my logic now. That's not how the story goes. They don't just climb up from under the bridge. They're gone for now. And then the biggest billy goat Gruff is like, I'm coming for you, troll. And he comes to the troll, and he headbutts the troll. He billy goats that troll. And the troll falls, and they're like, yeah, this grass is great. And they go to the other side. They eat the grass. And it's like, was it worth it? Because really, this grass is just about the same. And that's why it's like, grass is always greener, because actually it's not that much better.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's where that came from.
Beautiful story.
Is it?
Yeah. I never knew where that saying came from. But I get it. Anyway,
the more you know.
We were in the Billy Goats, Billy Goat 91210. In
Three Little Billy Goats Gruff 210.
In
kindergarten.
Back in old 1998. Yeah.
Wow. Shout out to 1998 one time.
Yeah, two times. That was a good ass year. I was tall. I was a tall kindergartner.
I was skinny. For the only time in my entire life.
I was skinny too, actually.
I had blonde blonde hair. And a bowl cut.
Me too. I had blonde hair. That's so weird.
That is weird.
Yeah, you used to have blonde. We both used to have blonde hair.
Now we're brown-haired boys.
It's funny how that works. I think it's like a weird white people genetic thing. Your hair changes color.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because mine was also curly growing up. And it is the opposite. Yeah, I had curly golden locks. Not anymore.
Wow.
Yeah. Ask my parents. They'll tell you.
That's incredible. So in kindergarten. You were doing the play.
That was it. I just told you that I headbutted. I was the troll that headbutted them.
What's that? And then I had Zach Diski.
Zach Diski was another small side.
Oh, aside. And now we're over. Okay.
So I did a sidebar, and I said, "Here's an anecdote. The anecdote is, I was the troll in the Three Little Billy Goats Gruff, and I had to Billy Goat or headbutt the goats, the people who were the goats." Also, another fun fact about that story: I did it wearing a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Halloween costume, because I was like, "Yeah, this looks like I look like a troll in this. I look like a friggin' mother friggin' troll in this. This looks good."
I watched Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 a few days ago.
The live action?
Yeah. Michael Bay's TMNTII.
Michael Bay?
Michael Bay directed those new ones. That's why Megan Fox is in them.
The new ones?
Yes, sir. Not the good ones from like 1990 or whatever.
But that's why I said...
What were we going to say?
I was just going to say, that's why I said live action. That's what
okay,
I was thinking.
My bad. I mean, it technically is live action, but it's very CGI. Like, the turtles are CGI, obviously. True. Like, yeah, the ones where they were actually in the suits, those are some of my favorite movies ever. I've got the first one sitting on my DVD rack right here. And
that's a fun one.
The third one wasn't great, but... There we go. There are those little Teenage Mutant Ninja boys.
Ah, look at them. I love it.
Such a good one. I still like Mikey even in the remakes. I'm always a Mikey boy. I relate to him.
Oh, Michelangelo?
Yeah, the youngest and the goofiest.
True. Wow.
Yeah.
I've always related to Donatello.
Yeah, my brother likes Donatello the most.
He's kind of the intellectual.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
That's why I like him.
He's really the leader. He's the one keeping everybody in check. Because Raph and Leo are wild cards, man, in their own right.
Yeah, and he has the least cool weapon, but he's still a badass with it.
Man, don't talk shit about the bow staff.
Okay, but it's just a bow staff. Like, yeah, like Raphael has those fucking wild tri-sword shit.
They're called size.
Okay, I don't care what they're called.
They're useless. They're insane. You have to hold them, like, in your knuckles. So that's really close combat, which in itself is badass. However, it's super impractical. Leo's got the long swords. That's dope. Also impractical, yeah. Michelangelo's nunchucks. But, man, he worked that shit.
Nunchucks are so tight, though.
So tight.
If you're good, if you're good with nunchucks, I'll marry you. Like,
if you're a girl and you're good at nunchucks...
No.
If you're anybody. Born, you're good at nunchucks.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. If you're good at nunchucks, man, I'm impressed.
Yeah. Because those things, that's, like, you're hitting yourself with them a lot while you're practicing, I bet.
That's like, part of the art of it, too, is, like, you're kind of hitting yourself with them.
Yeah.
But you just don't care.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Man, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are so cool. I've always loved them. So, like, I had to watch the remakes. Which, you know, they're fun. They're super dumb. Like, they're for kids. There's a lot of problems with the movie, obviously. But it is a fun watch. And Megan Fox now, from, like, now. Megan Fox in the present day is in them. And I am in love with her. Gosh.
I looked at pictures of her in Transformers the other day and could not believe that she was allowed to be in that movie. She was so hot.
I know. I was a 14-year-old boy and I saw Transformers in the theater 3 times. Because of that scene where she lifts the hood up in the very beginning.
Oh, baby.
Are you kidding me? Like, I'm sorry for sounding like a gross boy right now, but that's not fair to my 14-year-old brain.
No, it's not. That was a...
Boy.
It was wrong.
Yeah, it was rough. But yeah, TMNT2 was pretty cool. Looking forward to the third one, because I know they're going to make a third one, because it's a box office smash. You know why? Because it's a franchise, And there are all those cool toys. Ah, man. TMNT. God bless you.
TMNT, baby.
My brother just texted me and said, I want to be a dad podcast guest. He must be catching up.
Tell your brother he can suck one. Actually, said, take that to him.
I will. He said, I'm listening right now. They are hilarious. Thanks. Chad says you can suck one. This is happening in real time.
That's the best response to that actually nice sentiment from Austin.
It is. We are recording episode 6 right now.
And he says, man, you guys are actually funny. Put me on there. Yeah. Here's the thing. I don't want to have to talk to Austin for an extended period of time.
He goes, will that guarantee me a spot?
I don't even want to answer. I feel gross.
Yeah. I'm going to say yeah.
But yeah, it
would. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, we got an email?
Yeah. So this is what Jordan's email says. I'm not going to point out any typos.
Okay. Hey, shout out to Jordan Kenyon one more time.
Shout out to Jordan for the 90th. It's a very high number of times we've shouted Jordan out.
If we ever, like, don't shout him out, I feel like he's going to disappear from the world. And I don't want to be responsible for that.
I don't think that's true, but I understand. Okay, I'm going to read this. I want to hear some good stories told here. I think I've already told you guys mine, but let's hear your guys' best embarrassing drunk stories. Second thing, let's hear some of your guys' best/worst/funniest dating experiences. Mm. All right, I've got a really good dating experience.
Okay. I'm going to have to think about dating. My drunk one is definitely my brother's wedding, which I've hinted at before. So go ahead with yours.
Okay, that was a bluff. I've never been on a date. Okay, now you go.
Oh, man. God, that just hurt.
I've been on a date.
But they're not bad, right? Because
they're just, I mean, they're not bad. They're just like, I mean, they're nothing to write home about. I've been on a couple. I mean, they could be awkward. There's been some awkward ones.
Yeah. I have a few, but I'm going to go with this one that I don't think I've told you before. So okay. I lack good. What some people call confidence. And
you don't I say.
Was, yeah. So I was.
I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
I was talking to this girl, and my angle to get her to go to coffee was like, hey, can I just like. Let's, like, hang out sometime. I'll buy you some coffee. Like, no pressure. No, like, it's not a date or whatever. So, that's a great start. I love the faces you're making, by the way.
Thanks.
And so, you know, I'm like, all right, I'm just going to go into this, really sell myself short. Hopefully, I'll trick her into thinking I'm interesting. So, we go to my favorite coffee place in Tennessee. The Frothy Monkey. Maybe you've heard of it on here. Yeah.
I hate that name.
It's but a gross name, but I love that place. So we go there and like we talk for like 2 hours. It was really fun. She was really cool, very pretty, way prettier than, you know, I should normally be in a situation with. You know, like, again, confidence. But at the end of it, it went really well. And, like, we were planning on meeting again. Like, and, like, I really think, here's what I think. I think that she would have been interested in, like, going out again, like, on a date this time and, like, hanging out and, like, getting to know each other. And so at the end of the thing, I didn't get that right away. So I go, yeah, this was fun. Let's be friends. And I think that upset her
Oh, my.
I've never heard from her again.
Oh, no.
And I am pretty mad at myself because she was so cool and so pretty, and I blew it. So that's my worst date story, because, like, I straight up ruined it, man.
That sucks.
Yeah.
So one of my first dates, it wasn't really, it wasn't a date. I met this girl through a mutual friend on MySpace. And we wrote back and forth on each other's wall for a long time, and I eventually got her number. We started texting, and it was incredible, because she is what is still hot, but she's married. I don't say hot. She's like, she's really pretty, really, really nice too. And, so I started talking to this girl, we meet. And neither of us have our license. She's a year younger. I'm going into 10th grade. She's going into 9th grade. And it's like summer. I go to her house. I bring the movie Hot Rod.
Yes! Elise and Jordan are going to love hearing that.
We watched Hot Rod, which is still one of my favorite movies.
One of the funniest movies ever. Fight yeah. me. Oh my
god. And one of the most quotable. When you said Mean Girls, like the whole movie's quotable, I instantly think like Hot Rod as another one.
Hot Rod, The Other Guys, and Step Brothers for me.
Also Holes.
Holes. So good, but like for different reasons.
For different reasons. I just always that. Whenever we talk about movies, like I gotta mention Holes. That's my favorite movie.
Yeah, we have recurring bits.
Holes is like to me as Brendan O'Hare is to Wild Hogs. I don't think any of that made sense to you, did it?
No, but I'm assuming that you have a friend who really loves Wild Hogs.
No, he's a Twitter guy. He always tweets about Wild Hogs. So like every year at the Oscars, he tweets about the Oscars, and he's like, "Where the fuck is Wild Hogs?" And he's just really pissed off. You not have Wild Hogs in your DVD rack? Oh my god. You actually spent money on that.
No, all of my DVDs are gifts, so I have the weirdest collection. Like, their family members will be like, "Yeah, remember that time we watched that one funny movie at Thanksgiving? Here it is on DVD." So I also have Role Models, starring Paul Rudd.
Ooh.
That
one's okay. Never mind.
Yeah, I like that one.
I was thinking that was different than what it was.
Yeah, I also have Neighborhood Watch.
Ooh, Vince Stiller, Young,
Ben Stiller, yeah, Jonah Hill, and that black British dude who's very funny.
Idris.
Yeah, Idris Elba.
There you go.
And I also have Dodgeball on DVD, which is a very funny movie. They say retard in it a lot.
Yeah.
And so you can tell that movie was made in 2004. Just like Mean Girls.
True. They don't say retard in Mean Girls.
They say it a couple times.
What?
Yeah, dude.
I guess I haven't watched it in a while.
She goes, Regina George says something like, "Yeah, I know, it's not retarded."
Okay, here's the difference between that, though, is I think they're kind of like playing on the irony of saying it for like a character like Regina. Yeah.
Well, Tina Fey wrote it. Tina Fey knew what she was doing. There's a lot of like stuff in there. Like, another thing I never noticed is the two of the Asian girls towards the end of the movie start fighting with each other when the burn book gets like thrown around, and they have subtitles going at the bottom of the screen.
Yeah.
And one of the Asian girls says the N-word, please, but in her language to the other
people.
And I was like, whoa!
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
That was new.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. So me and this girl.
Yes. Sorry.
It's okay. We do that a lot. We do that a lot.
Yeah, we really
like,
do.
Every time anyone tells a story, there's a long period of big old rabbit trail. Okay. So me and this girl watch Hot Rod. Put my arm around her during Hot Rod. Oh, yeah.
Says,
nothing's more sensual than Andy Samberg's acting.
Seriously, though. But, like, so I put my arm around her. Mm-hmm. And it's not just, like, arm around her. It's the kind of arm around where you put your arm around, but you're holding hands with interlocked fingers.
Oh, boy. Interlocked?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was a serious arm around the shoulders handhold.
Weren't you afraid you were going to get her pregnant?
Maybe I did. If she can get pregnant 8 years later, because the hoys are potent, then maybe. Yeah.
I have a sick feeling I'm going to be barren.
Oh, God.
I mean, okay, well, not barren. What that. Is it? What's it called for men? Not barren.
Sterile.
Yeah. I'm afraid my womb isn't going to be able to support life. Not that that's funny. It's just I don't have a womb. You get it.
Yes.
Shut up.
Speaking
everybody.
Of Diablo, she is pregnant, though. But she's married.
What?
She's married and she's pregnant right now.
El Diablo?
No, Jesus.
Oh, my gosh. I thought you were talking about...
I said speak of Diablo.
Oh, okay. Well, you can't say Diablo without me thinking you're talking about my Diablo.
No, I can't, because speak of Diablo, speak of Diablo...
Speak of the devil, just say speak of the devil. Just say
speak
of the devil.
No, speak of Diablo is from Hot Rod, P.S.
Oh, I missed that line then. I'm sorry.
What?
When does he say that?
When he comes back, when, I want to call him Will Arnett's character.
Yeah. Oh, he says, was in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Huh.
Yeah, that's weird. Funny. That's weird.
So there's a point where Will Arnett's character says, speak Diablo, in this weird Will Arnett voice.
Yeah, see, because, yeah, that's why. He's my least favorite part of that movie, but I love that character.
Yeah, I mean, I hate him too, but I also love him in a weird way. But yeah, pretty sure he's the one who says, speak Diablo, but... Anyway, so it doesn't matter. We hold hands. She kept looking up at me. You know when a girl looks up at you and they want you to kiss them?
Yeah, but I never know in the moment again.
Yeah, apparently I don't either. That never happened, but she kept looking at me in that way.
Because we're dad bonds.
Yeah, just basically I struck out on that one. We,
man.
She had dance later that day, so her mom drove me home and took her to dance.
Oh, wow.
And her mom and my mom, like, No. It wasn't, like, a weird thing.
Oh.
I didn't have a license. Like, how the hell else am I going to get
home? You should have kissed your mom. I'm just joking.
I could have.
Could her mom still get it? Would you smash? Super Smash bro?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's fair. I don't
want to answer that either.
Yeah.
Because this is a very thinly veiled me not saying her name, but like I think who if she listens, God, I hope she does it. But it's possible if she does, she'll know.
If things don't work out, Chad Hoy is available.
Yeah, if things don't work out with your marriage, girl. Just know your boy Chad Hoy is always going to be single.
Oh, boy.
And maybe ready to mingle. Yeah, so that wasn't like a bad date.
Right, but...
But it just, it wasn't ideal.
It didn't go the way you wanted it. It didn't go
the way that... And then? A couple weeks later, I was supposed to go to the park with her mm-hmm. and this other girl and this guy... Before youth group,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't, and another guy went with her, and they kissed. I was heartbroken.
Wow. That's another Hillary Duff situation.
I was really that was a tough summer for your boy. Yeah. It really was.
I'm sorry.
But I made it.
Yeah, we're here now and we have a very unsuccessful podcast.
Yeah. Decently successful.
I mean, wildly more successful than I thought it would be.
How many podcasts take off like right away, you know?
None.
Yeah, I don't think any. I think we just gotta do it. If it's good, it'll, in time, people will listen and we'll garner listenership.
Yeah.
And we'll see. We'll see what happens. I don't know.
Well, thanks, Jordan, for the email and for sparking that wonderful conversation. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And if you guys want to send your emails to us, you can at hoyweave@gmail.com. We read them all right here on this show. We're going to have some guests in the future. That would be rad. And yeah, so send us your emails. Chad, where can they find you on the internet?
You can find me on the internet at, that's like the at symbol.
Mm-hmm. Heard of it.
Chad Hoy, C-H-A-D-H-O-Y. And that is on Twitter and Instagram and even Snapchat. Sure, why not add me on Snapchat? That'd be fine.
Add him on Snapchat, he's funny.
Yeah. Cameron, where may these wonderful listeners find you on the internet?
On Snapchat and Instagram, I'm Lavinous Cam. That's LavinousCam. And then on Twitter, I'm LavinousCam2. Like the number 2, because my first account got deleted. So,
for whatever reason, we still mystery.
Yeah, and they still have not released the username. I've checked.
It's just suspended. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
it's straight up blocked and banned. I don't know what I did.
Which is so sad because I want to know. I want to look back at those tweets.
I know. So, I had a whole like that was my first Twitter. So like all the really stupid and embarrassing tweets are there, and they're not showing up on my time hop because they don't exist anymore. How sad is that?
It's really freaking sad.
Man, you know who told me to get a Twitter and the reason I got a Twitter?
Who and why?
Robert Rittman and Aaron Messer. Aaron Messer! Yeah.
That's 3 times for Aaron Messer in this episode.
I know.
I know that neither of them listen because they don't give a fuck about me, but like, I'm glad that...
Definitely.
That's not true. That's not true. I know Rob and Aaron love me. But I don't think here's the thing. I don't think they think I'm funny.
Wow.
Yeah, I really do think that's the case. And you know what?
That's
I'm calling you guys out right now here on the podcast.
Oh shit.
I'm funny as all get out.
I mean kinda.
Me and Cam are good together.
Boys. I think we have a good thing here, Chad.
Yeah, we got a good thing going.
We got a good connection, baby boy.
Yeah, and I've also picked up on your thing where you get close to the mic.
I love it. I love it a lot.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks so much, everyone, for listening to this episode that we finally got up. Thanks for being patient. These episodes normally come out on...
Monday.
I totally forgot. So we'll record another one soon, so it'll be ready for you on Monday. Once again, I'm Cameron Weaver.
And this is your boy, Chad Hoy.
And you've been listening to The Dad Podcast. Bye-bye.
Bye.